Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We start off today's Waxy's Dargle show with some music by Bellowhead, the 11-piece English folk band fronted by John Spears and John Bowden that played traditional English dance tunes and songs, but in a funky, contemporary, unique style with the help of a 4-piece brass section. Bellowhead was active from 2004 to 2016. They recently reformed in 2020 and 2022 for some reunion concerts. Here's Bellowhead with Thousands or More here on 101.5.
Cheeks and a sparkling eye. in the merry month of May, balmy winds first blow. I met my love in Arsig, rhododendrons grow. I met my love in Arsig, in the shadows of Craigmore. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore. And in the months that followed, love and friendship grew. Warmed by the summer sun, love that was so new. We walked among the hills and heard the crashing ocean's roar. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore. Colors fit view, birds are flying south again, and soon we'll leave here too. A sad song echoed in the hills, we'll have no more. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore. The sun shone in the Isle, far from the silver shore. It's in the merry month of May, when balmy winds first blow. I met my love in Arsig, rhododendrons grow. I met my love in Arsig, in the shadows of Craigmore. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore. The sun shone in the Isle of Ayr, far from the silver shore.
Sown in my country, they fenced me in but took away the things that belong to me. Softest your office ones that never make a promise on the ground we stand, a bloody line in the sand. Too late for me, your time has come.
That was Stick in the Wheel, a folk band from London's East End featuring the Cockney lead vocals of Nicola Carey. We heard a track from Stick in the Wheel's debut recording from 2015. The album is titled From Here, and the song we heard was called Common Ground, a popular traditional English folk song. In front of Stick in the Wheel, some music by Ho-Ro, a seven-piece traditional Celtic band from Scotland, featuring the vocals of Callum MacPhail, the band's accordion player. We heard a track from the band's new third album, New Moon, that was released in last year. The song we heard was called Isle of Eigg. An egg is one of the small isles in the Scottish Inner Hebrides, and it lies to the south of the Isle of Skye. Started off today's Waxy's Dargle Show with England's Bellowhead and their arrangement of a traditional song called Thousands or More. The album from 2012 is titled Broadside. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Getting back to some more music queued up next from the County Down, let's take a listen to Tommy Sands, who I feel is one of today's most talented Irish singer-songwriters. We're going to hear a song that Tommy wrote called Home Away From Home. Tommy Sands, here on 101.5.
She said her name was Mary Ann, and she come from someplace near Strabane. But over here in Melbourne, Ireland seems so far away. She had a tape of Matt Malloy, 10 floors up in a lonely sky. I watched a tear come to her eye when she heard the music play. Home away from home, home forget your Hamburg town, where your sad bright lights going up and down, and the dark girl that got lost and found in the dally dally room. Got someone I thank, she said, for my body and my dancing legs. Now my family can be fed in a home away from home.
Home away.
And I couldn't find a place to sleep, looking for a bite to eat to keep me from the cold. I saw a lonely laughing man beside a burning rubbish can, waving whiskey in his hand, saying, "Welcome to my home." So good to be back again and shake the hand of a friend again. I think about you often when the winter winds do blow. You give a meaning to my song, a reason hard to carry on. You welcome me with open arms and home away from home. Thank you.
and there to meet my Savior. Going there, no more to roam.
I'm only going over Jordan. Going there to my new home.
Going there.
That was Roo-Rah, a Glasgow-based Celtic music band that since 2010 has established itself as one of Scotland's must-see instrumental lineups. And Roo-Rah is currently made up of four outstanding musicians. It includes Stephen Blake, Jack Smedley, David Foley, and Adam Brown. And Rura has performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival a couple of times now, back in 2015 and 2017. The track we heard, The Soft Mist Over All, was written by the band's David Foley, and it comes from Rura's new fourth studio album titled Dark Moon. That's to be officially released next month on St. Patrick's Day. Before Rura from Gatineau, Quebec, that was Stephen Hardy Palmer, joined in by Winnipeg's Kara Luft on vocals and clawhammer banjo. We heard their arrangement of a traditional old-time favorite about the wayfaring stranger. And this track comes from a new four-track EP that Stephen released last summer called By and By. And starting off that set, we heard the County Down's Tommy Sands with Home Away From Home, a song that comes from an album that Tommy released back in 1995, titled Beyond the Shadows. And Tommy is a member of the County Down's first family of music, the Sands family. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music. So if you can, try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargold Facebook page at Waxies Dargold Radio. Some sad news in the Celtic music world. Joe Miller, one of the original Irish Rovers, passed away on Friday, February the 10th. Joe had been battling Alzheimer's for the past 7 years. Joe sang and played the accordion, harmonica, and bass guitar. He joined the band back in 1963 and retired from the Irish Rovers in 2005. Here's the Irish Rovers featuring Joe Miller on lead vocals with the Rovers' arrangement of a traditional Irish song called Kells Water, here on 101.5.
Here's a hell song to you, bonnie Kells Water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life, and it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling, and a bonnie wee girl for your wife. On the hills and the glens and low valleys grows the softest of linen so fine, and the flowers are all dripping with honey. There lives Martha, a true love of mine. Lovely Martha, you're the first girl I courted. It was you put my heart in a snare, and if ever I should lose you to another, I will leave my Kells Water so fair. For it's this one and that one may court her, but no other can take her from me. For I love her as I love my Kells Water, like the primrose is loved by the bee. Some say that
Kells water runs muddy. Some say that it never runs clear. As I sit here alone in my study, it reminds me of them that's no here. Here's a health unto you, bonny Kells water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And the bonny wee girl for your wife. And the bonny wee girl for your wife.
The port lights glowed on the morning mist that flowed on the water's green, and over the railing we grasped his fist. As the dark tide came between, we cheered the captain, we cheered the crew, and our mates timed that of mine. We cheered the land he was going to, and the land he had left behind. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirits shall live on the outside track as long as the years roll by. We roared lang syne as a last farewell. My heart seemed out of joint. I will remember the hush that fell as the steamer passed the point. We drifted home through the public bars. We were 10 times less by one. We sailed out under the morning stars and under the rising sun. Fully marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirits shall live on the outside track as long as the years roll by. One by one and two by two, they've sailed from the wall since then. And I said goodbye to the last I knew, and the last of their careless men. And I can't but think of the times we had were the best times after all. As I turn aside with a lonely glass and drink to the barroom wall. Fully marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years roll by. Fully marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years roll by. But their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years roll by.
Voyagers over water sweet as wine, those bold adventurers of a long forgotten time. Long before the river boats, before the pioneers, their chansons echoed through the wilderness frontier. On the 1st of May, the spring brigades would depart from old Lachine, with sweat and blood they muscled through the hellish terrain. Over rocks or through white water, over miles of cursed mire, winter in the Chippewa, cold and huddled by the fire. Those nights went on forever, with a crew in howling at the dawn, each man prayed to hear the bells of sweet St. Anne's once more. And die in the harlot's tavern, castle sash and you could tell a Fraser and Mackenzie and a Thompson as well. When you pulled out the string till your back was bent, feel the weight of the tongue line twist your neck. And if you don't lie in the unmarked graves along the killing portage,
some Celtic music from Canada's west coast by the Tiller's Folly, a fine Celtic folk trio from Greater Vancouver made up of vocalist and guitarist Bruce Coughlin, multi-instrumentalist Nolan Murray, and bass player and vocalist Lawrence Knight. And Bruce Coughlin and the Tiller's Folly has been entertaining us now for over 20 years. We heard a song written by Bruce Coughlin called Voyager, one of my favorite tracks from an album called Stirring Up Ghosts, Volume 1, that the band released in 2015. In front of Bruce Coughlin and the Tiller's Folly, we heard Nova Scotia-based singer-songwriter Dave Gunning, whose music career has spanned some 25 years now. And over this time period, Dave has earned multiple Canadian Folk Music Awards, a Juno nomination, and also 10 East Coast Music Awards. We heard a song from his 1996 debut recording, Lost Tracks. The song was called The Outside Track, and this album was released back in 1996. And starting off that set, in memory of Joe Miller from the Irish Rovers, who passed away on February 10th, we heard the band's arrangement of Kells Water. And for almost 60 years now, the Irish Rovers are still continuing to tour and record, and they'll be back here in Winnipeg on March the 22nd at Club Regent for a concert. Getting back to some more music, up next, a song by Kate Rusby, one of my favorite English folk singer-songwriters from Barnsley in South Yorkshire. Kate was born on the 4th of December, 1973, and she is regarded as one of today's top female folk singers, who's been entertaining us now for some 30 years. We're going to hear Kate's arrangement of Blooming Heather, a track that comes from her 7th studio album, Awkward Annie, that she recorded in 2007. This album is the first to be produced by Kate herself following her split with her husband and producer, John McCusker. Kate Rusby, Blooming Heather, here on 101.5.
To poor wild man. Oh, the Garden of Eden has vanished, they say. But I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the bridge of Enay and stop when halfway to Cood Hill. It's there you will find, I know sure enough, when fortune has answered me call. Oh, the grass it grows green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky it shines over all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff come whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. See most newborn babies appear in a hut and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on. The baby's a man now, he's toy-worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Oh, come home, Paddy Riley, to me. The night that we danced by the light of the moon, would fill the floor with his flute. When Phil threw his lip over, come again soon, he danced a foot out of your boot. The day that I took Long McGee for slander and Rosie Kilrain, I marched them straight out of Bally James Duff and assisted them into the drain. And sweet are me dreams as the din I puff of whispers from
Lisa O'Neill, a fine singer from Ireland's The County Cabin, who now lives in Dublin. We heard Lisa's arrangement of a song called Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. That was written by Roscommon's Percy French back in the 1880s. This track comes from a three-song EP called The Wren that Lisa released in 2019. Before Lisa O'Neill, South Yorkshire's Kate Rusby with Blooming Heather, a track that comes from Kate's seventh studio album, Awkward Annie, that she released in 2007. And on that track, harmony vocals were handled by Scotland's Eddie Reader and John Hudson. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Dargo Show. And you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music from a new debut duo album featuring harmonica and melodeon played by England's Will Pound, along with award-winning Glasgow acoustic guitarist Jen Butterworth. And Will and Jen are two of the UK's finest folk instrumentalists. We're going to hear a medley of two tunes. The first one's called Soldier's Joy, and it'll be followed up by The Jolly Baker. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Will Pound and Jen Butterworth. Bye for now.